Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullen for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Howard out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims is hit by the pitch. Alvis moves to second. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasquale strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullen strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cullen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing third base. Tim Cullen now playing shortstop. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Horton reaches second base with a double. Hinton goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.